Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia Daf Chav Gimel. Pick it up on Chav Beizim and Beizim at the bottom of the page. Seven lines up from the bottom. Toshimba. 2 points to note before we go Vayter with this, and that is we saw two machlokesim yesterday between Rabba and Rava, and that is one is we said that Rabba says that a simon that will be destroyed is not considered a simon. Rava says it is considered a simon, and the next thing we saw is that something to note about Makom that is. Rabba says when it comes to a place, a location, that's not considered a simon. And Rabba says a makom is considered a simon. Now says the Gemara, we're going to say kash on both of them. Toshima, krichos b'rishis harabim hareilu shelo. We know we saw in our mission that krichos are small bundles that are in, of grain, that are in b'rishis harabim. You get to keep b'rishis hayachid. Is b'rishis hayachid notal? Well, this is a braisa. It says krichos b'rishis harabim hareilu shelo. B'rishis hayachid notal machas, you take it and you announce it. Va'alumos, what are you doing with these large bundles? And no tomachas, you take them and you have to be machas if they announce them, you're not allowed to keep them. Rabba, Ichimitaritzlov, Rabba, Ichimitaritz. How did each one answer it? Rabba, Mitaritzlov, Mitaritzlov, Tamei, Besimon. Rabba says that we're talking about the case of a simon. Rabba, Mitaritzlov, Tamei, Bemakom. He answers according to Makom. Let's break it down. Here we go. Rabba, Mitaritzlov, Tamei, Besimon. He says, why? Because Krichos, Bereshus, Harabim, Hare Elushel, you get to keep. Why do you get to keep Krichos, small bundles, Bereshus, Harabim? Mishom, peep, turn the page. Gimel, Amanaf, Midrasa, because they get all stepped on and trampled on, therefore they lose their simon. Rashi says, "Simon asalidarisu." Therefore, you get to keep it. Rashi says, "Yachid, not tamachas." If they come and announce it, why to Midrasa? Because people don't go trample over there. Therefore, the simon stays. Well, almost when you get to these big bundles. In both situations, Bim Rishus HaRabim, Bim Rishus HaYachid, in both circumstances, no tomachas, if they come, you have to announce them. Why? De Kevan. De Kevan de Gevian, because the fact that they're Gavoa, they're tall, no midrash, so people are going to go and step on them and trample them, even in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore they're going to retain their simon. The Rav Mitzvah is talking about Makom. He says, we're talking about a case of Makom. Krichos, Rishus HaRabim, Erishalo. If they're Krichos in Rishus HaRabim, he gets to keep them. Why? De Minshift, De Minshatva. Rashi says, Mizgalgel Baragle Adam, because they get like rolled around with Behema and people. Venonis is Makom Shenafot Chil. It doesn't stand the same place where it was originally. So, Rishus HaYachid, Chayv Lachas, if they go, you have to announce it because it doesn't get kicked around. Delo Minshatva, because it doesn't kick all over the place. Valumos, when you're dealing with large ones, big bundles, Behem Rishus HaRab, Behem Rishus HaYachid, and the Machas, you announce them. Why? Kevan Deyakire Lo Minshatva, because the fact that they are, Rashi says, Kvedos, they're heavy, they're not going to get kicked around, and therefore you have to go ahead and you have to announce the Makom. Toshima Kikaru Shel Nachtom, the bread of a baker's bread. Hare Elu Shalo, you get to go and you get to keep it. Ha Shel Balabayas, what does that imply? That if it's a Balabayas, then Chayav Lahachis, you have to go and you have to announce it. Shel Balabayas, my timer. Why, if the Balabayas is one, would you have to go in and you have to announce it? Kivin to Isbo Simon, because they have a Simon, the Medi Adia, Rift Adinish Inishu, because there's a Simon there, because people know they're able to know what's going on, the bread of a person belongs to that particular person. Everybody bakes their bread a particular way. So now, Veloshna, Rishus HaRabim, Veloshna, Rishus HaYachid, doesn't make any distinction between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. No Tomachas, Amonav Shach, have to go ahead and you have to announce it. Alma, what do you see? Simonos Lidaris, have a simon. A simon that's going to get trampled on is still considered a simon. Oh, who does that work like? That's going in the world of Rava. This goes and backs up Rava's Shita, that a simon a solidaris have a simon. To you to the Rabba. What's it not going to face the Rabba? Who says that it's law of a simon? Amalekha Rabba, I said back. No. Hasam, when you're dealing with the Balabais, is bread. Hainu taima. Why is it that you still go and you announce it? Mishum de'in ma'avirin ala ochlin. Because people don't pass by when there is food. It says Rashi, I'm also ochlin b'derech. Ein v'shay lav orlem. You can just leave it on. Leave it there. Rather, you can't pass by and leave it there. Hilkach lo nizitu shemisha matan rishon higbion. The first person who finds, he's going to pick it up. Ein mavirin al ochlin. Rashi says lav lashon drisahu ela kemo ein mavirin al mitzvah. You don't pass by mitzvahs over there. So therefore, this simon is not going to be destroyed over there. And therefore, that's why that's the case. But Rabbi says that, but Simonos Elidaris is not considered a Simon. Here it wouldn't happen. What about the Goyim? We have Goyim over there. And over there, they don't pick up the food. And therefore, it should be that it's going to be destroyed. Goyim are worried about Kishuf, about witchcraft, sorcery. And therefore, they don't step on bread. You don't mess with the bread. Says Rashi, Savurin Shemachmas Kshafim Hunchu L'sham Kidei L'Hachshel Dorsim. They felt like this was put for like magic over there in order to mess up the build step on Alayim. When he Nami Dein Magbino, so I'm fine, they won't pick him up. Mir Lo Darsi Alayim Mishum Kshafim. They're not going to go and step on it, and therefore, he's going to retain its simen. So Rabba is not knocked out. I think of him and clove him. What about animals? They're going to go and step on it. They're not worried about witchcraft. It's a town where it's not normally housed these type of things that are roaming around over there. Okay, therefore, you have to pick it up and announce it.
Why don't we say that this is a machlokas tanoim? Says Rashi, limit ketanoi plukta the rabbi of Rav. This machlokus in rabbi and Rav is machlokus tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that called over sheish bo shinoi, anything that has a shinoi, that's something that's different. Chayv lachus, you have to announce it. Kate said, what's the case? Matza igul b'socha kcheres. Like we said, if you find this igule devela for the fig cake, and inside of it is a piece of pottery. Kika b'socha mos, if you have a kikar, a loaf of bread, and there's money inside of it. Michlal, that implies that Tanakamas are yields. Harir shalo, that a person gets to keep these things even if they have these differences in it. They hold that the kuliam, that everybody, both of them are within the Tanakamas, simen abo me'elov habisimen. That a simon that comes on its own, meaning it wasn't something with purposely done like that, is considered a simon. Rashi says, "Abba me'alav, haroi lovo me'alav, kigon cheres, pamishen of amigo." Sometimes it happens; it falls in. Have a simon. Damrinu l'shem simon nusnu sham. V'lo nafnu me'alav. V'davar sheish bo simon hu va'afilu hachi pliger abanim va'amri ari elu shalom mishum tekasavri ma'avir na la'ochin. People do pass over food, and if it's going to be trampled on, it's going to be gone. I skipped it back in the Gemara. Simon Abba Me'alim, Savur the Kuleyama, everyone agrees. Simon Abba Me'alav, Havi Simon Umavir Nal Ochlin. Everyone's going to hold that people do such a thing. So, this fig cake or this piece of bread, they are going to be stepped on, and things are going to get knocked out over there. So my love, is it not so that the Simon HaSolidaris come over here? They're arguing over the Simon HaSolidaris. My Savatanakama, love is not considered a Simon. So you find it even if it still has its Simon, you don't have to, you get to keep it because the person's going to be Miyayish. And the other one holds, my Savatanakama, the other one, Rabbi Huda, he says, have a Simon, it's considered a Simon, even though maybe it would be destroyed at some point in time. And therefore, you're going to find it, you have to announce it. And that, my friends, is Machlokas Tanoim, Rabba and Rava. That is the Gemara. Amar Rav Zid Mishay the Rava. Isak Adaitach the Kosafer Tanakama Simon Osalidar is Lovi Simon. If you really wanted to think the Tanakama says the Simon's going to be true, it's not considered a Simon, Mavir Nolchen, and your Mavir Nolchen, then Kikaris of Balabayas, which is a Rabba, my Machis. Why would you go and announce the Kikaris of Balabayas in Rishus Harabim? We know that's going to be destroyed anyway, and therefore it shouldn't be considered anything. You should be able to keep it. Oh, must be not like we thought. So let's try to understand it then. Ella Amar Rav Zvid Mishnei the Rava the Kule Alma Savri. Both Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda they're of the opinion that Simon Osedar is Havi Simon. It's considered a Simon. Umavirna Ochlin, and we'd pass by food. And leave it over there. So, the machlokas here is about a simon that comes on its own, that comes by itself. The Tanakhama Savi holds simon abo me'alav lovi simon is not considered a simon. So we find this igule devela, there's no simon on it, but there is, let's say, a piece of pottery in it that you don't have to go and you have to announce it. Because maybe he doesn't even know it's there. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar Havi Simon is considered like a simon. So you finally have to go ahead and you got to announce it. V'rabba Amar Lecha, Rabbi gives another way of understanding this. So Kuli Alma Simon HaSolidaris, law of a simon. Really, everyone holds that Simon HaSolidaris is not considered a simon. V'ein Mavin Ochlin, you don't pass by Ochlin. V'hacha, what's this case over here when you find this piece of cheres in the fig cake or the money in the kikar? B'simen abba me'alav k'mifkid. That's what they're arguing over. Tanakama Savar lo b'simen. Once the Tanakama says not considered a simen, so therefore if you go ahead and you find this thing with the pottery and it's not considered, you don't announce it. B'simen Savar ha b'simen is considered a simen, and therefore you have to go ahead and chayev lehachris.
Igadami, some learn this entirely differently. Savrua, that what did they hold? The Kuliyama, everyone agrees that I come to Behuda, Simon Abame, I love Havasim, it's considered a Simon. The Simon of Saladaris, love a Simon. And Simon that's going to be destroyed is not considered a Simon. My lab, and my vera, Ochlin, come forget, it's never close about whether the person will pass by food or not. The Marasov, Mavir, and Tanakama says Mavir, and people are going to pass by it, and it's allowed to go and pass by food. And therefore, this Simon is going to be destroyed. Umar Sav, another one says, you know, you're not going to pass by, and therefore the simon is still there, and therefore you have to go and announce it. This is Gemara, Ramar Rav Zidin, Mishin Rava. Isa Gadaitach Sav Tanakama, Simon Asa Lidaris, Love a Simon. If you want to say that the Tanakama says a simon that will be destroyed is not considered a simon, right? So you're saying, like you just said, Uma Virin Aloch, and people pass by food, the Kigar Sabala Bayes, Bishis Arab, Amay Machis. So a simon asadaris is not a simon. You are a mavir in food. So why is it the Mishnah says someone who finds the balabaises b'rishus harabim, he has to go and he has to announce it? What do you mean? It's going to be destroyed. Therefore, it shouldn't be anything. So you can do with that. So he said, "Hello, I'm Rav Zvid Mishmet Rava. The kuliyama savi. Everyone really holds a simon asadaris. Have a simon. It's going to be destroyed. It is a simon. Umavir ochlin. You pass by food. V'achle machlokas is b'simon abo me'elov coming for thee." Tanakam Savar, Simon Abomey Alov, love is him, it's not considered a Simon. So you find it, and it's something may love, that's not considered enough to go ahead. You don't have to be in the Chayv Lachris, or you see the Savar. Have a Simon is a Simon, if you go, you find it, you must be Machris. He says, no, the Kuliyama, Simon is the Dars, love is Simon. A Simon is going to be destroyed, is not considered a Simon. You don't pass by Ochlin. If that's true, so it's not a Simon, and you don't pass by Ochlin, Hacha, in this case with the pottery in it, Simon Abomeyelov, Simon Abomeyelov, love is Simon, it's not considered a Simon, and therefore you get to keep it. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Havi Simon is a Simon, therefore you have to be Machris. Amar Rav Zid Mishmei the Rava, says Rav Zid in the name of Rava, Klala David. So what is the rule when it comes to things that get lost? Stuff that get lost, the rule is, Kevin to Amar, once a person who owns it says, Vaila Lechesen Kis, woe to the loss of money that I've gotten over here, Miyayish Lemi, no, this person has now been in a state of Yesh, whoever finds it gets it. Amar Rav Zid Mishmei the Rava, Hilchos Adalach is, Krichos Birshus Harabim, if you have small bundles of Shus Harabim, Harel Shalom, you get to keep it. Bereshus Hayachid, when it's in Bereshus Hayachid in private, ain e derech nefila. If we're dealing here with Bereshus Hayachid, then if it is derech nefila, if they're lying down the way that it fell, Harei Shalom, you get to keep it. E derech hanacha, but if it's put in a way that it's placed there, clearly, no to machers, you got to pick it up, and you must be machers it. Both of these things are talking about where there is no simon. I don't care either way. Whether it's tefillah or nacha, you have to go and be machas. Whoa, beep, turn the page. Well, before we turn the page, let me just quickly see the last Rashi. Somebody's going to be destroyed is still considered like a siman. Okay, let's try that again. Beep, chav, gimel, amabez, machrozo, shel, dagim. Let's get to the strings of fish. You find yourself a string of fish, you get to keep that fish. Amai, frankly, why? Have a kesher siman. Why not? Let's make the kesher. Let's say the kesher, the knot that it's made over there, that's something that people tie their strings differently, and therefore that's a simon. As Gemara, Bekitcha the Tzaida, we're talking about a knot of a fisherman. A fisherman's knot, the Kuli Amach, Hachi Mekache, which that's a standard knot that everybody goes and he makes. Levin Minyan Simon, well, why don't we say the amount of fish that there's to be a simon? Biminyana de Shavin, we're dealing with a case when it's like a standard protocol minyan. It's a normal amount that people always get. Rashi says, Kvar nalgo atzayadin, lachos kiminyan azeh, becharuz echad. People have X amount that they put over there. A dozen fish or something like that. Yeah, I don't know how many fish stay over there, but fine. Okay, now, boy, minay Rabbi Sheshes, minyan havi simin o lo havi simin. Is minyan the amount of fish that are there? Number, is it considered or not? Amar lehu Rav Sheshes, tini sua. This is, wow. We learned that a brisa. Matzei kli cheres. If somebody, a kli kesef, my bad. Someone who finds kli kesef. If you found a silver kli or a kli nechoshes, a copper one, gastron shel avar, or broken pieces of lead, says Rashi, shivri chaticho shel avar, broken pieces of lead. V'chol kli metachos, or any metal
kli, harei lezeh lo yachse, do not return them. Ad shitenotz, until the person goes and gives a sign. Ad shiyichavim mishkal osav, or and you can tell how much it weighs. Rashi says shiyomer mishkalu v'yichavim. It doesn't say. He says exactly what it is, and then he's good. He knows what's going on. Umidu mishkal have a simon. From the fact that mishkal, the weight, is considered a simon. Mido minyan nami have a simon. Therefore, mida, the midos of it, the dimensions of it, and the measurements, and the minyan, the numbers, the amount that it is also considered a simon. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, v'chatichos shebasar, pieces of meat. What did we say over there? We said that chatichos shebasar, and then we get one on kisitzamim, l'kuchem, and he's a summon, he's a b'shamim, l'lah, harishalot, this person gets to keep them. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir, amai. Why does he get to keep it? Love a mishkal simon. Why don't we say that the weight of it should be a simon? B'mishkala d'shavim. We're dealing with it's an equal type. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That means, shenagua tabachim lasos l'chatichos mishkal zeh. You know, it's like a kilo of meat, 2 kilo of meat, whatever is the normal standard protocol. V'tehavei chaticha gufa simon. Why don't we say that the piece itself should be a simon? Rashi says, yomer me'iver plonio. As you say, what type of, you know, what cut of meat it is. Oh, the dafka, oh, the amtima. The atma either came from the dafka. Rashi says savar shamater, that's the neck. We should be yitzchak by Menachem shamati the dafka flankin malkum shadofik shehu yaga. So it's like the word dafak from dofek. It means like in knocks. So it gets thrown back and forth when it's like really tired, when it's exhausted. So from dafka the atma. Why don't we say that it's, go and say where it's from? It says, go on, Milo, Tanya, Milo, Tanya, Braisa, Matzachatichus, Dagen, found pieces of fish, Vidagen, Noshuch. Or you find, let's say, a fish that was bitten. Rashi says, Zeu, Simon, Shalom. This is its Simon. It says, Rashi, Chatichus, Dag, Chayav, Lachus, Kosakatak, Kashem, Bam, Simon, Vachatich, Gufa, Simon, Om, Metzal, Ro, Shalom, and Azanov. So anyway, the point of the Dag, Noshuch, Chayav, Lachus, if the Nats, Chatichus, Shal, Yayin, if you find, Chatichos, chavios shel yain, barrels of wine, vishel shemen, vishel tavua, vishel grogos, vishel zisim, eru shalov. You find of oil or of grain or of figs, dried figs, or of olives, then you go, you get to keep them. Pardon me, why do you get to keep them? Because there's no simon over there. But when it comes to the fish, you could say it came from the head, came from the tail, like we know what's going on over there. So why don't we say that that's considered a simon? Also, when it comes to the idea of the flesh, why do you get to keep it? This is we're dealing with the Ika Simana Bipaska, where there's a simon, as she says, Shalom Nechtu Gitech Achotchim, it's not cut in the normal way. In that Brisa, in other words, our Mishnah says you get to keep it, but over there, why do you have to go and announce it? Because it's dealing with the gifts where it's a particular simon, the ikas simon of itzapka, the paska, then the way that it's cut. Ki had the rabbi bar huna, the mechatech le atlasa karnasa. They used to go and cut it on the three corners. That's just osa chatichos bas gimel karnas kazeh. As Rashi puts a nice little picture there, like a triangle. And in that case, and then he would go and cut his meat like that, and then he would go ahead and he would have it sent. Rashi says, kshay sholech pasal ishta biad nachri. Then also chetichos bas gimel kronos kazeh. He sent it with the guy. He would do the simon over here. Dekanami. You could also imply that the ketani, because it says by this fish over here, dumya de dag noshuk, like a bit fish over here. So you see something very particular. Shma mina, and that's what we're talking about, that particular thing. But when our mishnah it's talking about some meat, it doesn't have that. Therefore, you get to keep it. Amar mar, chavis shayin v'shel shamim v'shel tevuah v'shel grogros v'shel zeis. So we're looking to keep all these things, these barrels of oil, grains, dried figs, olives. You get to keep. B'ha tanan, I will learn tanan mishnah. Kadayayin was coming up in the chafei, not our mishnah. Chafei, kadayayin. You have barrels of wine. V'kadah shemen or shemen chayv lachas. You have to announce them. Hold on, why do you get to keep it here? It says you have to announce them. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav, Masnisin, Birashim. Our Mishnah is talking about a case Nasis Rashi says the chayv la'achziv to announce it. Birashim Rashi says chavi oseim shel cheres hayu v'gapim osam b'megufas cheres v'sarkin tit saviv l'dabik hamegufa shlo yotza reach hayayin. So they used to go and they used to seal it off in a way that the wine, the smell of the wine wouldn't come up. They put this plaster and whatever it is over the end, the opening. We make shvat of nisan shemochen bali batim chavi osachen v'ni ke'eser ke'tetzvav yachad notam gufosem v'. They would turn the times and they would sell it. They would go open up and they would taste it. You'd seal it up again. So that's called roshim. They bring it to his house. Masnisim bechavis rishuma v'hanu simen sheyesh roshim v'yesh nosin osab. Some of them they seal and some of them they keep it open to sell it right away. So they're able to say that it's, oh, it was sealed a second time. And then when they say that, then they can know that that's a simon over there. So this is my season by Rashim. That's the case that's talking about over there. And that's why you'd have to go ahead and be chayv la'achris in such a case. Mechlal, that implies the brice of a pesuch. We must be talking about the brice, talking about where it was an open keg. Yeah! Right? It's open over there, and therefore it doesn't have a simon. But even pesuch, if you're talking about pesuch, avida medasi. Then that's called avida medasi. He's getting rid of it by himself. He knows he's losing it. You wouldn't even have to tell me the person gets to keep it because he's leaving it open. He could have little bugs come in and crawl in and destroy it and whatever it is. Says Gemara, no, Rav Hoshaya ben Meitziv. It is something which you go ahead and you cover over. Rashi says Sheniach Megufa Aleah Velo Sharka Betit. Sarka betit simen leka v'avid midas nami leka. There's no simen there. There's no avid midas because you are putting something on top of it in order to cover it over. It's not totally sealed, but it's covered over. Abaye Amar says a field tami idiv idiv rashim. If you want to say both cases, talking about with rashim. It's why in one case you have to return one, you have to announce it. V'lo kasha kan in the Mishnah called them sheniftechu ha'otzros kan in the Raisa la'achos sheniftechu ha'otzros. So, in the case of the Mishnah, when it's before they have the Otzos, Rashi Shadayin lo Yiz Man Moche Chavios, they don't sell it then. V'yachid Ba'alma, who is a simple, singular guy, is doing this, David Havi Roshim Simon. Then a Roshim is called a Simon because that's not normal to do. But the Bryce is talking about La'achish Tukhatos. When everything is open and everything's open for business, and therefore everybody's doing this over here, and therefore it's not considered a Simon. And you go and you find it, you're able to go and keep it. Ki hadar of Yaakov bar Abba, like a story time with Yaakov bar Abba, the Ashka Chavisa Dacham, he found a barrel of wine. La'achash netech le'otzos, when once it's already open for business, asal kamid abai, came from abai, amalei, zil shkoch le'afshik, just go ahead, take it for yourself, because there's no simon over here, because everybody's doing this. Boy mine rabibi mi rav nachman. Makam have a simon, Allah have a simon. Is a makam a simon now? We saw this machukas rabim rava. Jamalei says, Tinisu, what do you mean, Lieutenant Braisa? Matzah, chavisha yayin, vishal shemin, vishal tvu, vishal grogos, vishal zesim, harayla shalom, you get to keep it. Visakadaitach, the makam of a simon, lechus makam, if you say makam simon, must be, you have to announce a makam, must be that not a simon. That's a rev zid, achumai skina, no, what are we talking about over here? Biraksa denara. We're talking about you find them on the riverbank. What was done over there says Rashi Kadosh Vayayin Bali Irbismina. The wine came in these boats, and they would bring it to like the right by the edge, and there's like a dock over there. The boats would take it, they would take off a bunch of them, they put on the side, and they would take them one at a time, and sometimes they would forget them. There's like 10 barrels they put there. They come back and forth. So it was normal to have wine at that location, therefore that's not considered a simon. Amar Rav Mari, my time Amar Rabbanan Raksadanar Lavi Simon. Why do they say it's not considered a simon, this Raksadanar? Damrin and Lay, because we say, Kihechi de Isili Didach, just like this happened to you, that you forgot something over there. Simon Amar Lucharach, that happened to your friend also. People forget things over there, therefore it's not a raya, because it's a normal thing to leave over there. You could army some to say it's differently. Amar Rav Mari, my time Amar Rabbanan Makom Lavi Simon. Why do they say Makom's not a simon? Damrin and Lay, Kihechi de Isili Didach, Havi Makom. Just like this place happened
for you, it's suminami the chavrachai makam. It happened for your friend as well.
Just like it was easy for you to put your stuff over there, it's easier for your friend also. It's not a simin. Rashi does say though, ikadamri according to this is nafkamina the fila kivin va'amr makam moshva musuim lovi simin. It's not considered a simin in this case, whereas in the previous version it would have been a simin. Story time. Rashi says zefes pitch. Davar shembo simin hava. This is something that doesn't have a simin. Bay Matsarta, where did he find it? He found it in the Bay Matsarta, which is a place where they do with a wine press. Also, the committee Rav came from a Rav to ask, what do we do? I'm like, Zilshko Lenafshach, take it for yourself. Chazid Ahavakam Mechasim, he saw that this person, Meshes Loshon Losachsom, Megamge Medavar Valiba Nokfo, he was hesitating back and forth what he should do over here. And Amalei, so Rav says to him, like, what's your problem? Zil plug le lechia bri mine. Go, give some of it to Chia, my son. In other words, you think like I'm not being serious. I mean, this is serious business. And I'm telling you that you can go, you can keep it. If you don't believe me, go get my own son. You'll see that I think it's okay. Le because of a Rav, makam love a simon. Should he say that makam's not a simon? I'm Rabbi Abba, mishum yeyush bailim naguba. It's because a person was miyayish. Dechaza dekatchi bechilfi. Because he saw that there was growing on it. Rashi's gadlo aleh was orta velaz. Shema minam yamim rabim ayisham kfar noashu abaylam. There's already like mold or like not mold, stuff like grass and stuff that was like, you know, algae. You could see stuff was growing on it. So clearly, it's been there for a long time. The person was already miyayish, and therefore you can go in and you can keep it. You can keep it. You can keep it. Okay. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.